While they differ on the date, historians agree that the idea of the teenager was invented sometime in the mid-20th century. Previously in no man's land between child and adulthood, it acquired a name and a definition several decades ago, but every few generations we still need to reinvent this intense stage of life and its emotional tumult. So news this week that 1 in 4 14-year-old girls, and 1 in 10 boys of the same age, are experiencing the symptoms of depression should detain us. It may be tempting to dismiss today's adolescent moods, blithely, as something we have all endured. But the sources of young people's anxiety seem to have changed quite fundamentally as growing up migrates online. The worst cases of serious real-world consequences. One MP told me of a visit from a family who wanted help to move not just out of the local school, but out of London completely. Images of their daughter, aged 13, engaged in what used to be called heavy petting, had been shared so widely that the neighborhood had become a hostile environment. I remember most of what I did in the 1980s, but it is comforting to know that hardly anyone else will, and not just because of the revolting mixtures of Cinzano Bianco, Malibu and Smirnoff that my friends and I smuggled onto the night bus. No one else cared. Photographs are few. Teenagers lived their life more in public, ponders Justine Bryan, director of schools at the Education Support Network Civitas. They are always one Snapchat picture or Facebook post away from someone slagging them off. She and I share the peculiar frustration of judging a debating competition for secondary schools, supposedly on emotion about fake news. It instead unleashed a torrent of anxiety from the teenagers about managing their online personas. Our attempts to steer the sixth formers back onto the topic failed. They were possessed, as Ms. Bryan puts it, by the idea that something terrible might happen online at age 16 and the rest of your life is ruined. What if a frenemy decides to spread lies? What if an Instagram photo is stolen, and the poster's good name ruined by its use to illustrate an article about underage promiscuity? This had happened to one debater's friend in real life. The anecdote swung the audience. We older judges agreed that our own youthful exploits had been hidden from family, from teachers and future acquaintances. Growing up without his freedom to take risks should be seen as a real deprivation, even for these outwardly articulate and confident teenagers. This week's report, part of government-funded longitudinal studies, shows that parents are no good at working out what is going on. They overestimate how depressed and anxious their sons feel, and seriously underestimate their daughter's distress. Teachers also feel ill-equipped when dealing with pupils' mental health problems, according to a separate study. Paradoxically, miserable teenagers are most likely to seek out help and support from Childline Online. Instead of cutting them off from the internet, evidence suggests they need help to develop better digital skills and emotional resilience, rather than an enforced smartphone detox.